Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. We serve the living God, Almighty God. He loves us. He's a person. As we get to know Him, that will make all the difference. Satan can't trick you when you know God. He can't get you into defiance when you know Him. He couldn't get Job into defiance. He tried to bully him into defying God, and it didn't work because Job knew who he was, and he knew who he is. See, God is current. He's always there. He is. Even though you don't see him, he's there more than you are. He's more powerful. And when we learn to trust him, we find that we get to know him. We're aware of his presence and his love and his kindness. Our perspectives change and develop as we operate according to his word. You can't know God aside from his word. And that's one mistake that man have done. They want God on their terms, not his. And it goes right back to love and hate. If you're not willing to walk in love, you'll look for something else. But when you receive the love of God and you see how beautiful it is, you want to share that love with others. That's the process of life. That's why, you know, I would, in meeting people who love God, I learned more from people that love God than anybody else in any category. That was the bottom line. Some people were not preachers. They said key things that helped me in life because they had a relationship. They're just people that love God. The only difference between an everyday child of God and a preacher is the calling. The preacher will set aside to do something, but he still has to live by his faith. Even people that's anointed to heal. Did you know people that are anointed to heal, they struggle to be healed just like people that's learning to be healed. The anointing, because they have an anointing to heal, that's God's ability on them. But if they walk in healing, they have to be wise, they have to eat right, they have to sleep enough, they have to pray over their body just like everybody else does. And guess what? Everybody's going to die. Even the scripture said the prophets don't live forever on this side. Now, they will live forever in the kingdom of God. Even everybody that get healed, they die eventually. Everybody Jesus healed, they eventually live the course of their life and die. All of them. But we will live and do God's will till we're satisfied with life and we can go on to be with the Lord. We'll finish our course and go on to be with the Lord. That's better for us anyway. Now, but it still goes back to relationship. Those that know God, they'll use their life for God. Which is the most primary blessings. The blessings of God rest on those who live according to his word. They do his will. Doing his will promotes you in every category. Let me put it this way. Jesus said, "Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things that people worry about will be added." All the blessings of life, they'll be added. The financials, the resources, everything that a person desires, it can be added. But now I want to say this. If you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, it is impossible to be in poverty. Because you're living in a resourceful way of life. It is not possible to do God's word and fail. That doesn't mean you'll have the best house, the best car, the best of everything. But it means that your life will be ever progressive. And no matter what people do or say, your life will be ever progressive. See, when God is in something, it's ever progressive. When he, you know, even in our Sunday school, it started in one phase and it went to another phase. We have different classes in one Sunday school. Different people, four people teach. And now we're going to start a book club. See, when you follow God, things develop over time. Spiritual wealth gets on your life because of the obedience. And God promotes you and you graduate and do greater things. And I've heard of preachers that went a long time, they didn't do it for the money. They kept on being faithful, kept on being faithful. And then somebody would give them a car or a house. A house. All those years they were faithful, and all of a sudden somebody give them a house. Why? Because spiritual wealth mounted up on their life. They continually follow and sought the Lord, and things happen. And it works. The ways of God work, folks. It's a blessing. Everything that we do can work. But first, when we seek first our relationship with the Lord, everything that we are part of is enhanced. Because if you grow, everything that pertains to you grows with it. You can just about tell people that come from educated parents. People that are educated, they think a certain way. And their children have patience for educations. They expect more. They expect to, you know, they hold greater conversations. Well, some people don't talk about what they went to school for, you know, but if anything that you're passionate about, if it's in your heart, it's coming out of your mouth. And the children hear everything that the parents say at the dinner table and around the house. And people, they learn, they gave their children an advantage if they got especially if they got a godly education that was in line with the Word of God, or a business education. They learn confines, the power of confines, not to waste money, not to overextend your debts, they learn principles that people that's just working all the time, that they may not know, people that lack knowledge. So as we follow God, we learn the wisdom and patience in doing things with wisdom. We find out what wisdom can really do. And we learn to appreciate it. On the surface, if you're not used to it, that's another logic in this that you don't have, and you don't know whether to trust it or not. Sometimes people say, I'm going to go to college, I'm going to become a pharmacist, or I'm going to become an engineer, and then I'm going to buy a house on the beachfront. And sometimes that's just too much for some people's mind, because they've never seen that. They've never seen anybody take the steps. The steps are giant steps to them. All right? I'm using these principles to relate something, but a relationship with the Lord. Sometimes people they didn't come from a home where people related to the Lord and talked to the Lord. They thought that God didn't want to talk to them, or God don't exist. And they're wasting their time to try to talk to him. But if you read his word and have faith in his word, if you receive it, you'll have faith in it. And God will back it up. When you get in trouble, you believe God. And then he'll heal you, or he'll help, he'll give you wisdom. And you come out of your circumstance, just like the Word of God said. Now you got a reference. Now you can start praying and asking questions and seeking his face and trying to learn. And you can start focusing on him. You don't have the problem you had anymore. And you can start focusing on him and learning who he is. And you're going to find out that he's good and he thinks of everything, just like I talk about. But you'll know it for yourself, not just some preacher saying. Because God is right there where you are. Step back a minute. Get in peace. Go praise God. Build up your joy so you'll have strength. Fortify your heart with the word and let your joy increase. And then ask the Lord how to kill your situation. The problems of your life. How to kill it now. How to destroy the problems that exist in your life. His way. And then as you seek him, do what he put on your heart. It's going to work out fine. You're going to love it. Then you'll know that all God's thoughts are well thought out. And the fractions of life that you see, you know, everything you see is just a fraction of knowledge. The people you trust, the people you don't, you're basing on what you know and understand. And some of it is right and some of it can be wrong. Ultimately, when you trust the Lord, now you're getting somewhere. When you trust the Lord concerning people, situations, and circumstances, you'll learn for yourself that what he does and says is well thought out. Everybody you're concerned about, everybody in your life, God knows them personally. He knows what they can be. He knows how they truly think. The way people present themselves or the way people seem can be totally different than what's in their heart. And then the element of slander. When people slander people, that slander is not always true. People with a good heart can be slandered because they seem like somebody with a wicked heart. Sometimes they do the same thing. Sometimes the way that they speak can be similar to a way that person that has rubbed you the wrong way speaks. But that doesn't mean their heart is just like the person that rubbed you the wrong way. That's why you have to look at the Lord and go by the judgments of God. See, when people get offended, when people are offended, they're in protection mode. They think that they feel like the person that offended them is their enemy. And people don't treat enemies like they treat friends. They treat enemies cautiously. A person can fear something, but fear is not always real. And a person can be naive. You have to go about what the Lord is putting in your heart, what he shares with you, what he brings to your attention. And you also have to understand that the enemy is out there trying to slander everybody as much as possible. And I'm going to tell you this from experience. All the people that are good friends for you, you got to protect those relationships. Everybody that's been a treasure to you, a blessing to you, you got to protect those relationships. Don't let those relationships die out. Your childhood friends that always had your back, your friends that didn't let you do drugs, don't forget them. And when you pray and pray for them, don't let the enemy separate the good relationships. People that have good parents, go talk to your parents. Spend time with your parents. Take some time out every week and spend time with your parents. You're not going to have them forever. They're older and they're going to die before you do if things go according to expectation. You need that focus. You need that wisdom. See, parents, they do a section of your, you know, when you're young, they train you in the way that you should go. But they don't tell you, they don't show you everything, all the details of life, as you're older, you can understand more. They'll tell you things that they experienced, things that's wise, things that's good. And you need the conversations with your parents as an adult. They need to see who you are. It's encouraging for them to see how God is blessing your life. See, it's easy for parents to process their children as a teenager for the rest of their life or as a young adult. They need to see the person you're becoming. It's important. All these things are important. God thinks of everything. All the relationships that have helped you become strong, don't let the enemy tear them down. The preacher. When people slander preachers all the time. But the preachers that have helped you in life, help you go forward, help you in your private concerns. You know, you had things that you were dealing with, and then God used them to say things to help you get back on track. Protect that relationship. Don't be easily offended. And if you have, you know, sometimes people have to leave the church they love because they have to move out of town or something. Or God will exalt them in ministry. They have to leave and go do whatever God called them to do. But whatever you do, leave in good standings. Scott Webb said that. Sometimes you're going to have to leave the church. Leave the right way. Don't just leave. Leave the right way. Don't be bitter. Don't ever let a root of bitterness trouble you. Protect all the relationships that have blessed you. Because Satan, I promise you, he's trying to tear them down. Every one of them. He's trying to divide children from good parents from good children, siblings. That's why, see, what Jesus said, he said, if you have anything against anyone, forgive them. Your Father in heaven will forgive you. And hear your prayers and bless you. All these things work together. Don't let a root of bitterness stop your life somewhere. God builds on a strong foundation. He don't build on weak foundations. He builds on a very strong foundation. And you're going to have to trust him on some things. God's word works. Go forward in life. Always go forward. Do what God said do. Hear him out. And you'll be blessed and not troubled. You can be, there's no limit to how blessed you can be. And you won't be troubled. As you go forward doing things of God, you'll see what I'm talking about. You'll hear him out. You'll be blessed in every way of life. God loves you. Getting to know God is loving God, loving man, loving his word. It's going to make so much sense to you. You're going to enjoy it. It's enjoyable too. Taking time to study the word, taking time to pray. That's not work to me. Now, when God brings something to me, I study that first. And then I study things that I want on my time, you know, when I'm taking time to, I just want to chill out with God. I study things that I'm interested in. But first I study the things that he brings to my attention. All of this helps us get to know him. And the more we get to know him, the better off we're going to be. Now, I happen to be out of time again, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God loves you. Jesus Christ is our Lord.